Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, indeed. You are in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, and it is a victory reaction Monday after your Houston Texans went into Nashville and took away a 16-13 last-second field goal victory. And, welcome to the land of the 500s.
How about that?
John Lopez.
We're back to where we started, from whence we came.
from above water.
We're back.
Well, back we're at water level. I don't know. Not above water just yet, but at
we're
water.
We're floating under, though.
We're doing
not under.
We're doing the dead man's float.
Just God bless.
Got your mouth out of the water. Just floating.
There you go. The thing that babies do all right, right? Yeah. Like babies inherently are able to do is float, and that's where the Texans are. 5-5 after victory. In Nashville, Tyler Milliner could not even curse the Houston Texans
that?
In that instance.
I was
instance.
Happy for Tyler.
Yeah.
I know he was nervous as hell.
Oh, my gosh.
I bet. I know for certain. I have this on good authority that Hannah McNair was, during the game, trying to negotiate to get that man out the building.
Oh, wow.
But still, the Texans get a victory. Let's have a good one on this Monday here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. Get involved. On the text line, 713-572-4610. And also, we have appreciation to the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers for the live streams, where you can also get involved on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and then also the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. John Lopez, yes, and sir. Also you listeners, Figgy Fig as well. How did you feel about that football game? Because, again, 16-13, you had to win it going away at the very end there. And some of us had conversations about how maybe this is a gimme. Should they have issues with this?
Right.
And just looking at the score, I mean, we watched the game, but even if you just looked at the score, you see, it was a tight game. It was a close game. How did you end up feeling about this game? Was it just a win is a win and we keep pushing?
No.
Because it's a division game? Or did you have any concerns because it was close? Like, where were you at? 713-572-4610.
I'm glad you said, how did it make me feel? You know, what are all...
I'm always concerned with your feelings, John Lopez.
What are all the feels, as the kids like to say? Here's the thing. Went to bed and woke up feeling kind of different about this one. Was it a great win? No. Was it an immensely impressive win? No. Did it scare me? I mean, you can maybe parse out some things and say that's a little scary, and we'll get to that. You know the word that kept... And word choice is big here. You know the word that kept kind of... rolling around in my mind.
6-7.
After this game. No, not 6-7. I like that, though.
Word of the year, mind you.
It is. Oh, God.
That's the type of time I'm on today.
Yeah.
Chaos.
You know what word kept rolling around in my mind?
I don't.
Reassuring.
Really?
It wasn't a great win. It wasn't a bad win. Some people will tell you there is no such thing as a bad. It was reassuring in a way.
I got to hear this.
Yeah, you will.
What's the reassurance here?
You will. 2 weeks in a row, you closed it out. You know, what was the theme? You know, and sometimes it was an eye roll, but what was the theme from D'Amico?
You got to finish, guys.
We're one score away.
With laser focus, you can finish.
Yeah, it's a one score game.
Close.
Yeah, and we were like, come on, man. It wasn't that close. But this one was kind of reassuring because 2 weeks in a row, you did, in fact, end it. Was it the way you thought it would go? No, of course not. But the other things that
it's like, don't worry about how it started. Just know.
Yeah.
There was finishing that happened in this game.
It was kind of reassuring because, as we well know now, this defense is not going anywhere, and it may well be the best defense in Texans history. One of the best in the league, the best in the league statistically right now. And the first half, I'm with you if you're thinking, how the hell do you not score a single point against the Tennessee Titans in the first half? I'm with you. I am with you 100%.
I mean, particularly on that first drive where the Titans were trying to walk you into the end zone.
Yeah.
You had a leverage penalty. What was it? Was that I don't remember who had that. Mm-hmm. Was it Simmons, actually? I think that was Justice Simmons. Mm-hmm. They had, like, the kind of leverage penalty where he basically hip checks the mess out of Austin Brinkman as he's snapping the ball on a punt. And then you end up in another circumstance where you got four downs under the shadow of the end zone, and you're not able to get in there. You had a really wayward challenge in there, and it just felt like, hey, this should have been points.
Yeah.
All of that very much in play here.
I'm with you. But yet ultimately reassuring because of the defense, because somehow, some way, on a day when you go 4-for-13 on third down.
Two of those third down completions in that very first drive.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But the other one, the big one, on the clinching drive, and somehow, some way, the offense ended up picking up the defense at the end. You know, or at least doing its part.
Yeah, doing its part.
Yeah.
With I believe that I was, you know, I have all the TVs and I had various different TVs on. I believe NFL game day highlights or whatever they call it. Declared the 9-play 48-yard drive that led to the field goal their drive of the day, and I was like, really? But that's interesting.
But that's kind of my point. It's like just reassuring. Like, you can be really bad with this defense. You can go into a game with no C.J. Stroud, crucially no Kyahmi Fairbairn.
And that showed up when our guy Matthew who obviously redeemed himself at the end.
Game ball, baby.
Buddy, that joint gets loud in them buildings, don't it?
It does. Somehow, some way, it's just kind of reassuring because you're not a great offense. You can't say that. Yet they made some plays at the end. The defense did its job. You were without your starting quarterback. Davis Mills made one of the best throws and plays that you,
which,
along with Nico.
I was like, which one?
Third and 16.
Because there's the third and 16. There was a number of good passes by Davis Mills in this game. Like, there will be plenty of time to give him his flowers, but we can start right now. Mm-hmm. Davis Mills, have we ever called him ball placement specialist? He had some good passes in the course of this game. And honestly, during his stint having to start, which might not be over, all things considered.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, you can be mad at things, but I'm not mad about this game. I'm reassured with this game.
Reassurance is strong. That's a strong word.
That defense isn't going anywhere, brother. I mean, that's not going anywhere. And you had a backup quarterback in back-to-back games make plays at the end.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I hear you there. Yeah. I feel like we're playing a little good cop, bad cop here. Like, that's the vibe that I'm getting right now, so let's fully exist there. When you mentioned the backup quarterback in Davis Mills, again, I want to give him his flowers. It feels like generally, if you're going into any game, talk less of this game. Mm-hmm. When you're talking about you have a backup quarterback, usually that's like he was a limiting factor in what we did, mm-hmm. and thus that is why I am appreciative of the result that you end up getting. That's not really the case in really either of these games. Mm-hmm. You can't really say that Davis Mills was the limiting factor on what you were doing, and maybe in the game. In the Broncos game, mm-hmm. when CJ goes out,
yeah.
and then Davis gets up off the bench, and you can see that there is a drop off mm-hmm. In quarterback play because he's getting up. He hasn't had any reps, you know, all of those things. In the last couple of games, he has been far from the, you know, a limiting factor in what you've done.
Yeah.
And so I got to admit, like, I'm happy to get the win. You needed to get to 500. 5-5 is so much different than 4-6, right? Mm-hmm. You were watching all sorts of content, whether it was Sunday Night Football or anything else that you were watching yesterday. I quite enjoy seeing the Houston Texans over there in that in the hunt column.
Yeah.
Right? Like sometimes at the top of the in the hunt column. Like that, I quite enjoy that. And that is a factor of you getting this win and being 5-5.
Yeah.
And yet and still, there's a lot of disconcerting for me in this game, especially mm-hmm. in the face of you having a backup quarterback who played pretty damn well.
Mm-hmm. But I let me get to them. I think the two most reassuring things for me, outside of Davis Mills, because he ultimately will be replaced by CJ Stroud, and you want that to happen. Maybe the two most things, I think you're finding something on the offensive line. I think you're finding something.
Okay.
That is reassuring. That is absolutely reassuring. So that's number one.
You have finally, for my personal taste, hit some reassuring.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that you had some pretty damn good offensive line play. Yeah. There was instances where you got some good push.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, you might say that's just the Titans. That defensive line is where it's at, man.
Yeah.
They looked pretty nasty in what you were coming with, and you did a solid job mm-hmm. of moving. I know that there's been on Texans Twitter. Been a lot of appreciation for Titus Howard, both with his mm-hmm. hype-up speech. I don't know, did you see some of that?
Oh, yeah.
But then
he
also,
was animated.
Very animated. And, like, he's very much stepping into this role that I don't know if the right...
Finding something.
I don't know if it's like the role was placed upon him mm-hmm. in a leadership or he grasped onto it mm-hmm. in the absence of Laremy Tunsil. But whatever it is, you're seeing that. Like, there was a physicality there on this offensive line on the right side of it. There was maybe some instances where, you know, Trent Brown gets beat, mm-hmm. but hey, I think that happens, and I probably look at other players there. The offensive line,
yes.
long way of saying it, I was pretty impressed with the game that they had.
Yeah, so I say reassuring. To me, like I said, word choice matters. With the defense, back-to-back, you know, at the end of the game, finding a way to win, offensive line, and then the other one. What's been the most difficult question for anyone to answer over at NRG this year? What is your identity?
Offensive identity.
What is your identity offensively?
You think you found that?
No, but I think you're no. I think you're finding it. I think you're finding it. Nico Collins, throwing the ball. It's three straight games with seven catches.
So I'm hearing that the Bel Air Academy offense is the identity.
Woody Marks, that's your back. You know?
Give it the wheel.
And Dalton Schultz. You're finding an identity, at least trying to force an identity of those two guys, pound them with the run, you know, see what you can do. You know, and it wasn't an overwhelming running performance. What'd they have, 75 yards, something like that? But they did end up after a 2-point something per carry average, ended up with like 3.6 or something. And I think you're finding a little bit of an identity offensively, finally, behind that offensive line and what you're doing offensively.
Yeah, you ran for 75 yards, 3.3 yards mm-hmm. per carry. Yeah, look, I will agree with certain of those points. Mm-hmm. Reassuring isn't the word.
It is for me.
But
I ain't mad at this win.
And I respect, like, look, I think we are both in a place where this win, much needed, and we will absolutely take it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had a number of friends texting me during the course of this game and after this game, one of which told me, hey, man, never apologize for a win. I was like, you thought I was going to apologize for that? Hey, no, you go ahead and take that and run with it. The thing that I always talk about is, like, being able to like spin it forward, and that's especially necessary in a week where it's short mm-hmm. and you are back in the grind on Thursday. Hell, Mark Vandermeer just made a point to me, as they were signing off there with that Texans radio, mm-hmm. Their final segment there, and saying that this is essentially like the Thursday of the work week mm-hmm. and that they will have a designation or at least a practice designation mm-hmm. today. And I was like, damn, that's right. It really is that much. You're right back into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that being the case, I will take a level of relief
mm-hmm.
in that game. I can't say that I'm reassured, especially because like you having that much trouble with admittedly mm-hmm. a division opponent, one that knows you pretty well. Like, I understand those caveats. You juxtapose that with the 44 points that the Bills put up.
Oh, I get it.
And I go, hey, even if you, and Davis Mills might have to go, considering we still don't know where CJ Stroud is in trying to clear the protocol. I won't go with reassured by any means. But look, there's a relief that after all of the mess, right, you had dudes that you had to jettison 3 weeks into this season. You had real calls for, you know, the offense coordinator to change. There was probably not as substantial and probably not as realistic calls for questioning of the head coach. There was all sorts of trials and tribulations that you could look at in the early portions of the season. And now you're sitting at 500 and you still have a very viable path into the playoffs. Like, that I will take in relief and I will not apologize for, even with the doubting Thomas in me that exists still.
No, I get it. But that's where I am, because this could have spiraled into an abyss, to be honest. But, you know, second half, all of a sudden you're down 6-0 at one point, and you go back to back and you start making some progress. The offensive line, I know they ultimately gave up 4 sacks. Was it just 1 in the second half, I believe? And started moving the ball on the ground and such. That to me was one. Davis Mills at the end, you know, keep in mind he did the 17-yard run, 14-yard run to win the week before, and then makes these plays here. It was just something that I cannot be mad at, as ugly as it was and as many little things as you can parse out.
Yeah, from the 8-3-2, felt like this game is simply a snapshot of our season so far. And yeah, I think that you could probably get there a little bit.
Bad start.
bad start.
And 0-3. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess the 3-0, 0-3. You can look at it that way. This rookies finally get some meaningful playing time and experience and showing up the last couple of weeks. If healthy, it'll be interesting to see added impact later in the season that they think string together wins. Yeah, I'm with you there. Like, that's one of the things where you talk about encouraging. Seeing Jaden Higgins continue to, you know, demonstrate himself as a potential threat, right? That's one of the things that we've been looking at with this team, where we go, Nico Collins is the only thing that I think a defensive coordinator coming into a game versus the Texans has to account for.
Yeah, no, you're right.
It feels like there's a little bit more of that when you look at, all right, what are we doing with Dalton Schultz? And then I think Jaden Higgins is starting to, you know, demonstrate himself somewhat. Yeah, ultimately, like, my feeling, as you could tell, is kind of complicated, but I will lean into the happy of, you got that victory. Amy Adams Strunk will not be happy on this day, right? You sweep the Tennessee Titans and you pull yourself closer to the ultimate end goal, right? That's the thing that is beautiful when you look at the things that you do know. This defense is going to come up, even as they're missing one of the functional pivotal players in there in Jalen Petrie. They're pulling Jalen Mills, playing significant snaps in this one. Miles Bryant, who was like on your practice squad not too long ago, playing significant snaps. And it doesn't feel like there's a real drop-off in what they do. And I say all that to say, if you can manage to do all the things, the creeping and the crawling to get yourself into the playoffs, that is a given that I don't think anybody in the AFC wants to see.
But I also think part of what, you know, where I am with this team right now is there's no denying what it is. I mean, even when CJ Stroud comes back, Reggie, do you expect them to start lighting it up offensively?
No,
you don't. But if they can do some things behind this offensive line, protect him a little more, lean into the Dalton Schultz and Nico Collins, they're a lot better team overall. They are a lot. They don't have to score 38 points or whatever it may be, but they are a lot better team. And that's where I kind of walked away, because, as I mentioned at the very start, this defense, I mean, I'll just pencil it in for somewhere between 14 and 21 points max, you know, in just about any game they play. You know, now I know Buffalo Bills scored 44, but
yeah, and we're not there yet. But you would have to forgive me. My eyes wander at times. Mm-hmm. Not only was that 6 touchdowns from the big man Josh Allen, and a decent amount of that was him looking like Cam Newton as a third down back, where they were actually just running straight quarterback runs in there, and that does bring up some questions. However, I'm still with you, right? Your defense is capable of corralling that. Will the offense come along? To the tune of 16 points, the answer was yes on a Sunday. A lot of questions going to a Thursday. But you know what?
Coming along for sure.
We will deal with that. We will deal with that when we get there. From the 8-2, we missed MJ Stewart yesterday. And you'll continue to miss MJ Stewart for the rest of the season. Like, that's something that exists. I have to apologize, because I was going to say I will not apologize, but I will. I will absolutely apologize. There's a level of negativity that I can't get out of this. But I'll take a win versus the Tennessee Titans.
Mm-hmm.
I will. I'll take that win. You are now, what is that? You're now, what, 3-1 in conference? Or in division? With the two Colts games still remaining?
Yes.
A simple split of that gives you a pretty reasonable 4-2. Like, mm-hmm. There's still a very viable path for you to get there. But it starts really getting tough for you when you have to face off against the Buffalo Bills on Thursday. And we are very much in watch and see mode. D'Amico Ryans will talk mm-hmm. at 11:15. And I imagine one of the big questions is, where is C.J. Stroud in his concussion protocol situation? That is going to be one of the things that's interesting to see. However, a victory, we will take those from the 409. Slow down, guys. Let's see them be a good team first. That is something that I'll say.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that there are a lot of good teams to see. Like, that's one of those things this year that is kind of a takeaway, but mm-hmm. we have plenty of time to talk about that in the 4 hours on a victory reaction Monday, where your Texans get a 16-13 victory. A lot of things to cover as we continue. But coming up next, it wasn't just a win for the Texans. There was a win for the Cougars over the weekend and a couple of wins for your Houston Rockets. A big-time beatdown and a thriller. And I feel like you could really place the success of this weekend on one person, and we'll tell you who that is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.